You're listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. Today is Thursday, May 2nd, 2024, and I'm MP Holmes. On Monday night, Kitchener City Council approved $10 million over 25 years to achieve net zero city emissions by 2050. Pivot Net Zero is the second corporate climate action plan for the city. The motion was passed at Council on April 29th, while the discussion occurred at the Council meeting on April 22nd. The estimated cost of the plan is significant, requiring $250 million in additional capital funding over the next 25 years, or $10 million a year. Here, Kitchener City staff explain the situation.
So financing this body of work, we know that it's going to be a significant capital investment in order to make progress. We look at approximately a very rough order of magnitude of $10 million a year over 25 years. We know that there are many technological solutions yet to come, and many for which we have already deployed across the organization and are continuing to do.
Despite the outlay and the uncertainty, savings may be found along the way. City staff reported that energy efficiency efforts from across city facilities, as recommended in the first climate action plan, have resulted in lower energy costs.
In 2019, Council endorsed the first generation corporate climate action plan. Since that time, if we look at our facilities, for instance, we have, across the organization, made energy efficiency efforts. What we're seeing is a decrease in energy costs per meter squared and a decrease in the energy demand per square meter across our facilities. We are seeing a 13% reduction in energy costs per square meter due to those energy efficiency efforts.
Key areas of focus for the city include reducing emissions from city facilities and the vehicular fleet, which are major contributors to greenhouse gas emissions in city operations.
The priority focus is really in facilities and fleet, and we focus in three pathways: energy conservation, fuel switching, and generating renewable energy.
As councillors and city officials deliberated on the plan, the importance of setting an example for the community and future generations was underscored. Despite the uncertainties and challenges, there was a shared commitment to moving forward towards a sustainable future and achieving the goal of net zero emissions. Councillor Jason Deneau stressed the importance of working towards a sustainable world for future generations and said that you can't put a price tag on that goal.
I have right in front of me the climate clock. So we have 5 years, 90 days, 16 hours, 21 minutes, and 24 seconds to reverse global warming. I think in the end, it's going to cost us a little bit more, and I think we need to be cognizant of that. But at the end, the goal, you can't put a price tag on that goal, which is to actually, we got young people in the gallery here, to have a world that's viable for them.
Councillor Scott Davey emphasized the troubling uncertainty inherent in the plan.
I think it's really important that we're clear on what we're actually approving, and it's a target. It's a target that we all hope that we can hit, but there are a whole lot of unknowns. It's contingent on emerging technological solutions, right? That's a huge thing, and that's happening, but we're banking on that happening more so going forward to be able to achieve some of these goals. It's also contingent on us being able to leverage grants from senior levels of government. If that doesn't happen, then we're going to be in trouble in terms of finding the funding here as well.
Councillor Bill Ioannidis talked about the importance of setting an example to the community and the public support for moving towards this net zero plan.
No one said that this was going to be cheap. With that, I think it's important, though, that we do set an example for the community to follow. And this is something that a majority of residents that have spoken over the years consider this an important aspect in their daily lives. And I'm like with Councillor Davey, I really hope in some form of technology out there will help alleviate a lot of these issues sooner rather than later. But anyways, I'm happy to support this. We do need a vision. We do need to move forward, and net zero is a worthy cause.
The plan was approved by Kitchener City Council with unanimous support. This plan is part of the Cultivating a Green City Together element of the 2023 to 2026 City of Kitchener Strategic Plan. In June 2019, the City of Kitchener declared a climate emergency. For CKMS News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I am MP Holmes. Thanks for listening.